This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio for the week of April 22nd to the 26th. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to welcome in His Honor, His Majesty. Oh, I thought, listen, I try every week to come up with something different. It's been a long time we've been doing this, and I don't think I've ever called you Your Majesty.
No, you haven't, and it's about time.
I guess that's probably true.
Yes.
That's why I have done it. Michael
I'm
Harrison.
Concerned about your insolence.
Yes, right. That's a lot of people are concerned about that these days. At any rate, Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss a lot of the items that are on the charts, the things that are going on in News Talk Radio, personalities and events, all that good stuff. So shall we start as we usually do, Mr. Harrison, with the stories in the People List?
It's been a particularly interesting and colorful, powerful
week. Yes, it has been. Yes, it has.
I say that a lot, but this one is really in that category. It's been a heck of a week. At number 10, they're talking about bird flu in cows. At number 9...
I wait till I get a hold of that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the man.
Yeah.
I know everything about birds, and you know everything about cows.
There you go.
At number 9, the U.S.
We have a happy life together.
At number 9, we have the U.S. migrant crisis tied with the homelessness crisis. At number 8, the problems over at National Public Radio, and that's tied with TikTok legislation. At number 7, aid for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. At number 6, the GOP's MTG problem, MTG meaning Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 5, abortion. At number 4, the presidential race. At number 3, the Supreme Court of the United States presidential immunity case. At number 2, the Trump hush money trial. And at number 1, the student pro-Palestinian protests that are just rocking the academic world from coast to coast. The people survey at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 8, your guy, RFK Jr. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 6, Manoush Shafiq, the president of Columbia University. Michael Cohen at number 5, Juan Marchand at number 4, Mike Johnson at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1. And that was the week that was.
Yes, it was, and it still is.
Right.
As we hear, most of the people hear this program over the weekend, student Palestinian protests and what happened on these universities, pretty disgraceful, actually. That's my read on it. Mm-hmm. The situation, as it's been described by many in the news media, does not reflect really what's going on. And you could say to me, well, how do you know that? Well, because I have a daughter who's a professor at UCLA. She tells me what's going on there. That's pretty good representative sampling of, frankly, that type of institution, a huge, actually the largest governmentally sponsored, if that's what you want to call it, institution, 40,000. Can you imagine? There are 40,000 students on that campus in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
40,000. That's like a city, for God's sakes. Within a city.
That's why these schools have their own governments. They have
everything,
their own
security,
you know, forces, their own police departments, their own health services.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a small city, no question.
Yep. All right, so let's tackle, with your permission, number 10 this week, the story about the bird flu dropping in, if you'll pardon the pun, into the lives of people who drink milk. So more states this week have found bird flu in cows. You know, cattle is a reference to cows with the uneducated. Cattle usually refers to, in the industry, beef cattle that go to slaughter to be made into hamburger and prime rib and whatever else you get out of a beef cow, which is, you know, it's usually it's a steer or something along that line. Anyway, so the FDA has not indicated how many samples they tested, but they have done a lot of running around this week, and they say over the weekend they're going to come up with something that's going to render a more involved overview of the situation. But what they have said, because the news media and social media are stirring the pot here so that people will kind of relax, milk is affected somewhat by the commercial milk supply, by the bird flu. But the cow is affected, but it doesn't affect the milk, especially if it's pasteurized. So even though I'm a raw milk guy, and I've been drinking raw milk, and I'm not worried about it at all, the bird flu has infected, and I use that word advisedly, dairy cows. The FDA says that there is not an actual risk to consumers. They find, as a matter of fact, quote, they do not find that there is any virus in the milk that will be a risk to consumers, quote, end quote. So, okay, you can report that there's bird flu in cows and how to get there, and I will tell you that it gets there because the birds drop poop on the feedlots or out in the pastures. Even the cows eat it. It gets into their system. The same happens. I mean, there's the geese problem on dairy farms is a huge problem, especially with the young calves, because if the young calves are pastured in an open lot like mine are, then you have this stuff that plops from the geese that's loaded with salmonella. The cows get a whiff of it, and they're dead in 4 hours.
Oh, my.
So that's more of a, way more of a problem. Been around for a long, long, been around since I was a kid, been around for as long as there's been geese dropping poop on pastures. And so
I know that geese drop poop on parks, you know, where they have like a lake and people feed geese and
right.
You know, watch where you step.
Exactly.
Is that dangerous?
Yes, it is. It's all that salmonella, although there are three kinds, the salmonella, E. coli, and listeria. Listeria is the worst. Salmonella is the most moderate. E. coli is kind of in the middle in terms of whether it will affect you. But because this stuff, when it gets into your system, causes your system to be disrupted. It'll give you a nausea, you'll throw up, you'll have the poops, you'll feel awful, and then that's salmonella. And then the gradient level goes up. With E. coli, you get sicker, and with salmonella, depending on your immune system, you could croak. Mm-hmm. So, but there isn't, that's not, it's mostly salmonella that we're talking about here in the bird flu. And it has, depending on the species of animal, it has a more negative impact the smaller your system. So if you are a small bird or a small animal and you don't have a walloping immune system, then it's not going to be good for you. If humans are pretty good size and they have a pretty good immune system, so they can fight it off. Cows, bigger, better immune system if they've been fed well. So they're not going to see, they'll have a little sniffle, a little snot in their nose, that's it. And the milk, you know, may have traces of whatever the stuff is, but it's going to hurt you.
Does that help? So that's basically your analysis as an expert that it's not going to be a big problem for the
It's consumer. Been made to sound like a worse problem than it is.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Will this affect your business as a dairy farmer?
Well, I don't milk cows anymore, at least not at the moment. I'm trying to get back to it, but it would affect me if I was selling raw milk, which is what I did for 7 or 8 years on the farm back 10 years or so ago. I milked 150 cows. We sold 100 gallons of raw milk a day and could have sold 200. Wow. There were always a line at the door because people realized that raw milk is much better for you. That is, people who are educated. People who are uneducated think, oh, I better not drink that stuff. And bad. Yeah, no. It's the opposite if it's done well and clean. But today I wouldn't be as eager to drink raw milk only because there are too many questions that have not been answered.
What about, speaking of questions, is it going to become politicized like everything else? Is this going to suddenly be a Republican or a Democrat?
Nah, no, I don't see that.
Okay.
It's too hard. The fact is, this is the fact. So it's hard to make it. I understand what you're saying, and it's a good question, because everything else has become political. So why not make cows political? That's right. Here's a Republican. The brown cows are Republicans. The black cows are Democrats. How about that? That's it. Who are you voting for? Check the cows.
Wow.
No. Listen, anything's possible. Who the hell?
My immediate thought about everything these days is, okay, yeah. How is it going to become politicized?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
everything becomes politicized. It's people have chips on their shoulders on both sides of the aisle, and they're looking for something to complain about.
Speaking of chips on the shoulder, we'll talk about Donald Trump and his legal problems, matter of speaking, in a matter of moments here. Donald Trump. And Michael Harrison. Actually, you've met Trump in a number of times.
I've broken bread with him.
Yeah, right. I ate at Mar-a-Lago. He asked me how my crab sandwich was. Came out, I don't know. And I found him to be very affable. You know what I said on the other hour here? I probably should do a commercial, but I'm just a quick reference to AI. Mm-hmm. What would it be like if we could create somebody that had the policy focus, that is his policies and not his personality? That'd be a great could we have an AI president that that represented all the best of Donald Trump and left aside his personality? What do you think?
No.
That's silly?
No, because I think personality is as important in a president as policy, and you're making the assumption that his policies are somehow pristine.
I think a lot of his policies are more, from me anyway, I'm just talking about me. Right. I prefer most of his policies to Joe Biden's. So,
but again, you just can't make those assumptions when you're talking about broad strokes, what's best for everybody.
I can make them, but that doesn't mean that they're right.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. We live in a great country where everybody has the right given to them by God and the founding fathers to make a damn fool of themselves.
Exactly. To sound stupid. There you go. And you're welcome to do that at any time. Just dial us up at 855-999-3684 and help yourself. It's 18 after the hour here on The Countdown.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with Michael Harrison, going through the stories, the things that are at the top of one's mind. You know, we think about these college campuses and the student protests and what they know and what they don't know and what goes on, generally speaking, not only on college campuses, but now it's leaking into high school campuses. And what is going on in my community, the high school here, have been fist fights over this stuff in school and outside of school. The more diverse your community is, the more likely, when I say diverse, okay, so there's a lot of Jewish people live in the community, a lot of people that are Arabs and are of Arab background. We have a lot of Palestinians that have family back there that live in the town that I'm in, and so it crept into the high school this week. And then I saw another thing that just disgusted me. The story that's floating around as we get to the end of the week, it's not in the top 10, but it needs a moment or two of our time. This high school athletic director, Michael, you may or may not have seen this or talked about this already, used AI this week to create a fake racist audio of the principal so that the Baltimore school system would get rid of this guy. Mm-hmm. You know how sick? But that's the that's back to the AI stuff.
Well, it's also back to bad character on the part of an educator who did something pretty terrible and was caught, thank goodness.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's always been ways of defaming people. Just creating a voice image, it only gives you a keener way of doing it technologically, but there's always been defamation. There's always been, so-and-so said, or fake pictures, or all kinds of things.
Right.
It's a character issue. It's a character issue more than an AI issue.
You know, that's what they said. The Secret Service removed an agent from Vice President Harris's detail.
Yeah.
He got into a fist fight with somebody. They haven't identified this guy, but he was involved in something at Andrews Air Force Base. She was on her way to Wisconsin, and the agent began, as they say, displaying behavior that the colleagues found distressing, and so he was removed. Now, there hadn't been a lot of detail about it,
no.
But it had to do with some of this same stuff the politics, even you said politics gets into everything.
Yeah.
So let's say you're a Republican and you're a Secret Service agent and you're assigned to Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Should that make a difference? Well, with most people, it wouldn't, but it has on a few occasions, you know, and it's led to people getting fired. And, you know, you have to wonder, how is it that politics gets so deeply ingrained in your psyche that that's more important than anything else?
Well,
right?
I mean, that's a big, big problem. We mm-hmm. should also understand that all of our institutions, whether it's the medical industry, the educational community, or Secret Service, military, it's populated by human beings who are subject to emotional disturbances, stress, and bias. And not everybody is, you know, well-wired. So you got to keep your eye on everybody. That's why police departments have their own internal police departments to mm-hmm. police the police.
What is it, the Internal Audits Bureau, is it the IAB, as you see on TV shows?
Internal Affairs Bureau.
Yeah, Internal Affairs, that's right, too, yeah. Internal right. Affairs Bureau. So, all right, names in the list this week, some of the ones that we're used to seeing, Biden and Trump and Johnson and... but you mentioned Ms. Shafiq and what's going on with her, and it just brought around, for me anyway, it's distasteful to see all these people that are coming up with nothing when it comes to how they're controlling their campuses. And so we're making that.
Well, the crisis on campuses is just outrageous, and this is a sociological issue. It's a generational gap issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue of ignorance, an issue of privilege. There's so many things.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of My Slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Your special counsel attorney, Michael Dreeben.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Trump's attorney argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show the gross domestic product increased by just 1.6%, short of the forecast of 2.4%. And San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, 34 at the hour now. It's the weekend talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing a lot of the stories, some of the ins and outs of the talk radio world. Happy to have on board two great radio stations, WRHL in Rockford, Illinois, and WDAN down in Danville, Illinois, both carrying the talk radio countdown show and have for a number of years. So good to have you folks along with us. Some of the people that are commenting from those communities and others on the stories of the day we have at the Good Day Networks. By the way, you can get the talkers list both at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com every weekend. So the folks who have been polled, some of the answers to the questions on our various social media about TikTok, Michael, which is the number 8 story this week on the countdown. A lady named Melody York says, I'm not a TikToker, she says. That's interesting. I was looking at this. I'm not a talker, but it's spelled T-O-K-E-R. But it might do some good to people's mental health, And then again, the whole internet going away would also do things for the general health and well-being of people. Let's see here. Dave Everham says, he calls Facebook Fakebook, and he doesn't like X, so he thinks they're as bad as TikTok. And they all use your information, send you fake ads, etc. So it's interesting that people look at this as our problem. You know, the problem isn't just TikTok. It's all the social media. They don't seem to get, they aren't connecting the dots, as some of the folks looking at this legally, where the information goes on TikTok is straight to the Chinese communist government. And the stuff, you know, is Zuckerberg as bad as the leader of China?
Well, that's the question. You just hit the question. Is Zuckerberg as bad as the leader of China? I mean, does it really matter who gets your information? The fact is that your information's all over the damn place, and it's being taken advantage of. You know, I don't know how the Chinese government benefits by knowing my private stuff, but and I'm not defending that. I'm just simply saying it. We focus on one aspect of a multidimensional problem, and act like there's no other aspects to it. We have a social media problem. We have a digital media problem, and we're out of control of our privacy. And so TikTok, you know, then there's the psychological issues of being addicted to these things, and the informational issue of us being subject to fake news. It's endless. This is a very treacherous period of transformation in terms of the human civilization. It really is that serious.
Yeah, it is serious. All right, I'm looking at another response here. As far as stories that have been followed, and Greg referencing what we were talking about earlier, the pasteurized milk thing, the bird flu, he said that was the number one thing for him this week. Apparently he's in a rural area of a lot of people listening in rural areas around the country to this program, about the samples. And he said he reminded us that only one in five samples of the milk had any bird flu virus fragments. Which is, again, an underscore of what I was saying. It's not anywhere near as bad as some would believe. Also, here, Donna Alou says, Speaker Johnson going back on his word that he would work on securing the border before allowing the aid package to Ukraine to be heard. So that brings us around to that aid package, which is number 7 on the story list, and Mike Johnson is number 3 on the people list. And the whole kerfluffle, and we have Marjorie Taylor Greene at number 7, who wants to get rid of him, get rid of Johnson, because of this, you know, this among other things. So, what do you think is the relevant connection here, Michael? If, you know, you take this apart and put it back together again, what do we have?
Well, do you want to be Churchill or do you want to be Chamberlain? That's what it comes down to.
Chamberlain was a coward.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, do we really think that war will be averted?
That's a great analogy, by the way. That's very, that's brilliant.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And there's no right or wrong, because if you believe that peace is the way, and that by not arming the Ukrainians and the Israelis, that somehow that will lead to a peaceful world, well, that's then that would be the way to go. The question is that true? You know, do you want Putin to like you, or do you want Putin to respect you? And the same with the Chinese. I mean, it's a dangerous world out there. We can't just hide our head in the sand, or can we? That's what the issue comes down to, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I did ask you, and I'm that's why I want to hear what you had to say. So I'm going to make a prediction, all right? You ready for me to make a prediction? This is not a wild prediction. I'm betting, because all this stuff about Weinstein happened at the at the end of the week, so it didn't get a lot of review, but it'll get a lot of review over the weekend and next week. So the fact that Weinstein's conviction was overturned, remember, he went to jail, where he'd been appealing this for a long time, the 2020 rape conviction. And so I'm wondering, as an observer, you're the most astute observer of not only the scene, but of people in general.
So is this another weak spot in Americana? The fact this guy, after all of the testimony, that he could be, that he's free on a technicality?
What we're seeing is the justice system seems to be full of loopholes that protect the famous and protect the wealthy. And there's different layers of justice based upon your economic status and your importance.
Yeah.
And that's the broadest strokes reaction I can give you to this, because I haven't followed closely the details of the overturning of it. He is going to face another trial. The Me Too movement suddenly seems kind of like yesterday's news, which always plays a role in the focus of the media. And it's like, oh, we're going to deal with Me Too again? All of these stories are there for our entertainment. It's crazy. So I don't know, but I do know that if you look at it, it's clear from Donald Trump's situation to Weinstein to all of these that the justice system is not equitable. That if an organization or an individual or a business is powerful, whether it's big tech, big pharma, they get away with murder. And if you're a little schlepper out there, you're in big trouble if you don't have a lot of money. If you get into trouble with the law.
A little schlepper. I like that.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do, actually. We don't have justice for all. You know, but in liberty, what is it? Liberty and justice for all. That's baloney. That isn't happening at all. It's a matter of fact, if anything, it's the opposite. And the more we focus on some of the vagaries that we have, you know, it's back to what you were saying about how things have changed. The Constitution, as it was written, seems to be, in many circumstances, in many ways, irrelevant. It doesn't address the things that are reality today. So what are we going to do about that? You think you can get enough votes, 36 states, to have a constitutional convention to come up with more amendments to make the Constitution itself more relevant?
And do we have the intelligence? Do we have the brain power to put together a Constitution that would be as sturdy going forward as the one we've had in the past?
Or let's say artificial intelligence designs its own Constitution.
Well,
how about that?
Right now, artificial intelligence can't do anything that human beings can't do.
If you listen to Elon Musk, by the end of next year, they'll be doing everything and we'll be doing nothing.
Yeah, well, if you listen to Elon Musk.
By the way, the board of directors of Tesla, he's demanding a $56 billion payday for his leadership at Tesla. And the board of directors at Tesla apparently is getting ready to throw him out. Now, this is a company he founded himself, and, you know, say what you will about it. How often does that happen? Think back to companies that people have created, and then they go public so they can cash in, and then they get a board of directors, and the board of directors doesn't like you. So they throw you out.
Usually this happens when we see the difference between the personality and the capability of an entrepreneur who starts a company and then the type of people you need to run it after it's already cruising along, you know, at cruising altitude.
Right.
It's a very different thing running an established, big, complicated company than it is to start something from scratch and build it to that point. So it's common to see CEOs and presidents and founders suddenly relegated to chairman of the board, which means you're up and you're out,
right?
Because they no longer are able to run the company because they don't have the skills.
Yeah, pretty well. And sometimes they don't have the personality that people like.
Personality is part of skills.
Yeah.
People skills. You have to. There's more to it than just knowledge. But the other thing is that, you know, somebody becomes famous and somebody becomes very wealthy, and all of a sudden they're an expert on everything. That's crap. It really irritates me. And I can't tell you how many times I've said under my breath, "Who the hell is Elon Musk?"
Right. Who does he think he is?
Right.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Elon Musk. Okay.
But, you know, people defer. You know, Mark Cuban, expert on everything. Elon Musk, expert on everything. Donald Trump played that to the point that the country has gone crazy. based on the idea that Trump somehow is a superhuman and can figure out anything from fighting pandemics to dealing with international tensions.
Mm-hmm.
We grovel before wealth and fame, and that's one of the problems we have. We don't have critical thinking. And hold people accountable for whatever it is they're talking about as opposed to giving them a pass because they made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Money rules. All right. It's 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a quick reminder about the huge spring sale that's been extended for the folks that are buying Calitrin for the first time. This is great for you. If you're using it and continue to use it, it's great news for you. Go to toploss.com and see how the program extends itself to make it easier for you to lose that weight and keep it off, because that's their mission. That's the most important part about the things that go on at that company, the Calitrin promise to help you the safe and effective way, losing weight and not having it all the rest of your body become fat. But the ingredients in Calitrin help to reestablish the strength of your body as you've lost the weight. So continue with them or start with them. This is something that's available in liquid, capsule form, powder form. It's very exciting. The results are there for you to see. They speak for themselves. Please go to toploss.com and check out what the program can do for you. When you decide to buy some of the product, use the discount code Doug, and you'll not have to pay for shipping, and you'll get make sure you get the best deal at the time. That's toploss.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Hi, Michael Harrison, who's here on his, he's got his own energy. He's, I don't have to prop him up. He's really just here doing his thing.
Oh, is it, are we on?
Are we on? Yes. All right, take it away, Michael.
Yeah. So this is where you always ask me about who's on the podcast.
Yes, I do.
Well, I had Elon Musk on, but he just called and canceled.
Damn. Really?
I don't know why. I am kidding about that, folks.
He's listening.
But you know what we should do? We should have you on the podcast next week.
Okay.
And this week, there is no podcast this week. We had a lot of things to do, and once in a while we skip it.
Yeah, right.
With this whole cow bird cow thing,
yes,
and all the other things in the economy and the farming and the agriculture and changes in your radio shows,
right.
How would you like to be next week's guest? And we
I would
it
love to be
over the window.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
thank you, Michael. All right, it's now 10 before the hour here in the countdown.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's the Carol Burnett Show, brought to you by Pittsburgh Paint, makers of Wall High, the new wall paint that does half your work.
We have a new sponsor, Chucker. How about that?
I loved how they plugged the sponsor in that introduction.
Yes, well, that's how they used to do it.
That one.
Yeah, no, yeah. They were brought to you by, you know, it was the Dinosaur Chevrolet Show, or that was what it was. The sponsor became part. Because there was one sponsor that would, you know, take on the whole program. Pretty interesting.
It's sort of like the reason the soap opera is called the soap opera, right?
Yeah, that's because they advertised all the soap stuff. Lever Brothers, yeah. Procter & Gamble, they were the main sponsors. Yep, that's right.
And the reason we play that introduction is because Carol Burnett's birthday is today. 91 years young, Doug. 91.
Wow.
Years of age. Her variety show, that show, to me, was the pinnacle of variety shows. Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Vicki Lawrence, and Carol Burnett. Just iconic stuff. And still plays extremely well, if you catch
Yeah, it's fun. It's the silly stuff. It's still
very good.
It's fun and silly and that kind of stuff. All right, here's something right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's Alien Day. Alien Day, referring to the movie that Ridley Scott produced about aliens that goes back, what, 1979?
Yes, they're going to release it today in theaters.
Yeah. So you're going to see it, no doubt, or you have it in your theater?
I'm going to see it. Actually, I'm going to tell you, full disclosure, I like that film, but I like James Cameron's sequel, Aliens, probably
better.
Five times better.
Really?
That is one of the best movies of all time ever made, James Cameron's Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got the action, the emotional arc between Sigourney Weaver and the little girl, Newt, in that film is incredible. I do like Aliens. It's sort of a homage. It's sort of Jaws in space. It's a very good movie.
Well, when you look at the other stuff that he's done, though, like Black Hawk Down, Blade Runner, The Martian, you know, he's done a lot of sci-fi movies that were very successful. Right?
And he's in his 80s. He's still going strong. He has Gladiator 2 coming out in November.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Emma Stone says... Go ahead.
I said to you yesterday, we're seeing more and more people that we've known. I've been doing the show with you for 31 years.
Yeah.
You know, and these people you think would not be working, but there's people actively working. Al Pacino doing movies at 84, and Scott directing movies in his 80s, Scorsese in his 80s, Clint Eastwood, 93 years old, directing movies. It's incredible, actually.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. What the heck's wrong with that?
No, not at all.
Right? Yeah, I think that's cool. All right, Emma Stone says that she doesn't want to be called Emma anymore. She wants to be called Emily. That's her real name. So from now on, when you hear about Emily Stone, you'll be hearing about the former Emma Stone. That sounds like a big deal to me, doesn't it to you?
That's a real story? She really said that?
Yeah, she did say that. That is a real story.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's coming out this weekend? It's good.
Challengers with Zendaya. Backdrop of Tennis. It's a love triangle. Tracking around a $15 million opening weekend, which is a solid opening for a character-driven movie.
The trailers are good on it. The trailers look good.
Listen, 95% positive, if you like that Rotten Tomatoes stuff. You know, that's a composite of all the reviews. So most critics really dig the film. Then you got a faith-based movie called Unsung Hero with Candace Cameron Bure.
Who's she?
Is the star. I guess she's Kirk Cameron's sister. She used to be on The View. She's big in the... She does a lot of Lifetime or Hallmark movies, so she did. You know what's interesting? That's a really... I respect that genre, the faith-based genre.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not as simplistic as getting people in the theaters. As, you know, Sound of Freedom made a ton of money, and it got that crowd, but I never really considered that a faith-based movie. It was a topic that people wanted to see, but like movies like The Shift, they've had tough sledding at the box office, but I root for those movies to do well. I hope it does well.
Yeah, why not? Anything that gets people into the theaters, you know, when I walk down, when you come out of LAX out to the street, there's a long corridor that you go down when you're walking up. And on it, they usually have big movie productions promoted. And so every week when I go down that sort of the escalator and down the walkway, I look to see what they're promoting, because it's usually pretty much in theaters only stuff. Because the people in La La Land, the actors and the producers and stuff, for the most part, don't like Netflix. I mean, yeah, people are getting paid a lot of money to do stuff, but they still like the old...
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.